Urban Meyer's philosophy transcends football, offering a blueprint for excellence in any arena. At its core is a simple yet profound distinction: above-the-line versus below-the-line behavior. Above-the-line actions are intentional, purposeful, and skillful, the result of conscious choice. Below-the-line reactions are impulsive, automatic, and resistant, the path of least resistance. This distinction was immediately tested in 2014 when star quarterback Braxton Miller suffered a season-ending injury days before the opener. Instead of allowing excuses or panic, Meyer's staff demonstrated above-the-line behavior by focusing on solutions. They prepared redshirt freshman JT Barrett to lead the offense, and despite early struggles, the team persevered. What makes this concept so powerful is its universal application. Whether facing a business setback, personal challenge, or athletic competition, your response, not the event itself, determines the outcome. By consciously choosing intentional responses rather than defaulting to impulsive reactions, you create the foundation for exceptional results in any arena. The equation E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome, governs everything we do. While we can't control events or directly control outcomes, we always control our response, the R factor. Meyer explains, talent gets you into the game. The ability to respond when it matters most is what wins. Meyer teaches six R-factor disciplines for above-the-line responses. 1. Press pause. Create space between event and response by asking what the situation requires. 2. Get your mind right. Replace low-performance self-talk with high-performance self-talk. 3. Step up. Deliver the above-the-line response regardless of feelings. 4. Adjust and adapt. Continuously evaluate habits and make necessary changes. 5. Make a difference. Take ownership of how your response affects others. 6. Build skill. Embrace productive discomfort to grow beyond natural ability. When Ohio State lost to Virginia Tech in 2014, Meyer demonstrated this approach by taking full accountability. We lost this game because of me. This above-the-line response set the tone for handling adversity throughout their championship run. Culture determines attitude and effort, ultimately driving success. Every team has a culture, either by design or by default. The performance pathway shows how leadership creates culture, culture drives behavior, and behavior produces results. This creates a flywheel effect where behavior reinforces culture, gaining momentum over time. Meyer's culture blueprint communicates three core beliefs. 1. Relentless effort, going as hard as possible for 4 to 6 seconds from point A to point B. 2. Competitive excellence, being mentally and physically prepared for opportunity. 3. Power of the unit, uncommon commitment creating a brotherhood of trust. Building culture follows 3 steps. 1. Believe it. Identify essential guiding principles. 2. Sell it. Communicate your culture clearly and consistently. 3. Demand it. Hold people accountable to cultural standards. When Meyer arrived at Ohio State, he instituted brutal 4:55 a.m. workouts in freezing January conditions. Players couldn't wear OSU gear until they earned it. Despite initial resistance, that 2012 team finished 12-0, completing only the 6th undefeated season in the program's 125-year history. Elite performance isn't about talent, Meyer insists. It's about toughness. His teams must give maximum effort for 4 to 6 seconds, point A to B, on every play. This philosophy proved decisive against Michigan State, where players prevailed through unwavering intensity despite early mistakes. Meyer's conclusion? I've never been in a football game where the team that played the hardest didn't win. Meyer systematically measures effort using a proprietary point system evaluating intensity, speed, and completion in every practice, weight room session, and game. The relentless effort mindset extends to mental toughness. Meyer teaches that productive discomfort is necessary for growth. You can't become elite without pushing through seemingly impossible barriers. His program incorporates visualization and adversity simulations. This philosophy applies to any pursuit. Success comes not from talent alone, but from disciplined, relentless effort day after day, especially when facing resistance. Elite performers bring a superior mindset to every practice session, not just game day. Meyer's philosophy centers on preparation so that when opportunity arrives, execution follows naturally. You will play like you practice, Meyer emphasizes. You can't practice on autopilot and play with purpose. This principle was tested when quarterback JT Barrett broke his ankle against Michigan. Third-string QB Cardell Jones stepped in and succeeded despite minimal game experience because he had prepared thoroughly. The team won that game and subsequently dominated Wisconsin 59-0 in the Big Ten Championship. Meyer cites other examples, Kenny Guyton performing when Braxton Miller was injured, Kirk Gibson's famous World Series home run based on scouting reports, and Malcolm Butler's Super Bowl-winning interception from film study. The universal lesson? Success isn't about rising to the occasion in big moments, it's about rising to the level of your training. Under pressure, you simply reveal the quality of your preparation. Meyer explains that soldiers fight not for abstract causes, but for their brothers beside them. This small unit cohesion creates bonds where individuals will sacrifice everything for teammates. Ohio State organizes the team into 9 units, each with a leader responsible for building trust and cohesion. This trust enables coaches and teammates to push each other to extreme limits during training. Trust stems from character, doing what you say, competence, doing your job well, and connection, caring about team members. Curtis Grant exemplifies this brotherhood. A 5-star recruit who underperformed for 3 years, Grant became the defense's heart in his senior year. Despite competition from freshman Raekwon McMillan, Grant selflessly mentored him, helping build the linebackers into a high-performing unit. This brotherhood showed when freshman quarterback JT Barrett played through a second-degree MCL sprain at Penn State, telling Meyer, "There's no way I'm letting my teammates down." This commitment to others over self transforms talented individuals into championship teams. Despite dropping to #24 after losing to Virginia Tech, Meyer witnessed belief's transformative power. Research confirms that peak performance is fueled by deep belief, enabling athletes to perform faster and better. Belief creates vision, allowing players to see possibilities others miss. Elite performers win in their minds first, transforming "I hope" into determined "I will" statements. After witnessing Alabama's 2013 championship dominance, Meyer texted his players, "The chase is on immediately because we are not the best team in the country. Alabama is." This launched their obsessive pursuit to close the gap. Meyer built belief systematically, first emphasizing Alabama's greatness, then empowering players with the 6% message, improve just 6% daily to be ready. Ohio State's upset victory over Alabama with their third-string quarterback demonstrated belief's power, carrying them to a 42-20 championship win over Oregon. Meyer's greatest lesson is about responding above the line to challenges. By mastering your response, building excellence, demanding effort, preparing thoroughly, fostering trust, and cultivating belief, you can achieve championship results in any arena.